Italian President Giorgio Napolitano held talks today with key politicians on forming a new government following yesterday's breakthrough in negotiations between Premier Romano Prodi and the centre-left bloc. Head of Department of International Relations at the American University of Rome is Professor James Walston. Speaking to us earlier, he outlined Prodi's 12-point plan.
Romano Prodi put a 12-point plan to his former and probably future allies, which reinforced some of the points which had been made in their program of a year ago, and made very clear some doubtful points which had come up in the last year. One of the doubtful ones was that the new high-speed railway line through northern Italy will go ahead. There's been a lot of demonstrations against that. The liberalisation reforms which have been begun that will go ahead. The foreign policy decisions which had been made and which brought the government down on Wednesday will be confirmed. A couple of interesting ones of the 12 are not policy points, but they are operational points. Prodi has made it very clear that his allies mustn't talk out of tune. If they decide on something, if the cabinet and the government decides on something, then that will be the line.
How stable do you think any eventual coalition government will be?
Because of what happened this time, his allies will be much more careful about voting against him.
How significant do you think it is that the DICO bill was left off the program presented by Prodi?
Oh, it's extremely important because the civil union reform, which the centre-left government was trying to put through, was something which was opposed by the Christian Democrats, the ex-Christian Democrats within the centre-left, and the potential Christian Democrats who might be right.